The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. And may I say it is a spectacular Tuesday fall afternoon in Columbus, Ohio. Those that are visiting us from all over the United States and actually all over the world for the Democratic debate tonight in Westerville. It would be hard to imagine a more beautiful day to provide for our guests. it really is. 12 people on stage tonight. That is the most of any presidential debate in history. I'm surprised by that. I thought there were times that there were more than 12. When the Republicans, remember when they had, 25 people running? But I think they divided that up, and I think the most that they allowed was 10. Well, there'll be 12 on the stage tonight, which is the most in history. And Elizabeth Warren is leading the pack right now, followed by Joe Biden, followed distant third by Bernie Sanders. And they will all be there. Joy and I drove by McDonald's in Westerville, and we assumed they would all be there, but we didn't see any of them. One of the local TV stations is reporting how much money has been raised in just the third quarter by Democratic candidates. Bernie Sanders, even though he is a distant third in the polls, is leading the pack after raking in $25.3 million over the past 3 months. You know what? When I look at these figures, and I'll give you more here in a moment, out of these 12 candidates, there are going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars raised. There have already been hundreds of millions of dollars raised for these political candidates. And all of them but one will fall by the wayside. And now this is my personal opinion. You may disagree. All the money was completely wasted. Pete Buttigieg has no chance at all of being the candidate, and yet he has brought in $19.1 million, and that's just in the third quarter. The previous quarter, Mayor Pete brought in $25 million. Again, that's just for one quarter. So that's close to $50 million in the last 6 months for a candidate who has no chance. And yet people have dug into their pockets, into their bank accounts, into their savings. Some, I am sure, have emptied 401ks because they believe in what their candidate stands for. And the money, it's gone. It will be gone. And I think of the few times of the year when we have a donation campaign for some wonderful ministries that are reaching people with the gospel. And I, you know, and you folks are unbelievably generous. You always are. You're incredibly generous. Your generosity is known, and I keep telling you this, and it's true. Your generosity is known all over the country. This radio audience is famous for your generosity. And yet, a few thousand here, a few thousand here, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to support a political candidate. I don't get it. Anyway, okay, Bernie Sanders, just this past third quarter, 25.3. Elizabeth Warren brought in 24.6. Mayor Pete, 19.1. And Joe Biden is running way behind. He has only brought in $15.2 million. Kamala Harris has brought in $11.6 million. Cory Booker, $6 million. Beto O'Rourke, $4.5 million. Tom Steyer, $2 million. Tulsi Gabbard and Julian Castro, they haven't filed yet. Today is the filing deadline. And on the flip side, President Trump's campaign announced 125 million dollars. Yeah, I believe in supporting the right candidate. I believe in, you know, electing the right people. But my goodness, what that money could do for the gospel. Westerville businesses are hoping that they're going to cash in big time. A lot of the businesses, the restaurants up in Uptown Westerville have brought in extra staff, extra supplies, and they're hoping to cash in. I have no idea. I'm not going to get anywhere even close to Uptown Westerville anytime today or tonight. And if you have been in the north side of Columbus, you have seen a plane pulling a banner. I went home for lunch quickly today and saw the plane flying over Westerville. It's making circles. It's making loops around the Otterbein area, and it's pulling this great, big, humongous green banner. It's 105 feet long, and I'm looking, what does it say? And I kept looking. What does it say? It flew right over my head. I was stopped at a stoplight. It flew right over, and I couldn't read a word. And I thought, I have no idea who is flying that banner, but they are wasting a whole lot of money because you can't read it. It's very wordy. Well, I found out who is flying it. It's the Trump campaign. Yeah, it's the Trump campaign. They are paying to fly the banner. Well, it's down now because it flew from 12 to 3. 12 to 3. And it, let's see, 3 to 5. Oh, it flew from 12 to 3. Then they're taking a break. I guess they got to go get some fuel. Then it's going to fly from 3:45 to 6:45. So it's taken off just about now again, probably from Don Scott Field. Anyway, it is circling Otterbein over the debate area, and it reads, Socialism destroys Ohio jobs. Vote Trump and text USA to 88022. That's a good message. Socialism does destroy Ohio jobs. Vote Trump. That's fine. But what if you can't read it? I suppose that people with keener eyesight than myself probably could read it. But again, this morning, I had no idea who was flying it. I had no idea what it said. And it flew over me three or four times while I'm driving up County Line Road in Westerville. And every time I think, I can't read it. And then picked up Joy. We had a real quick lunch. And hey, look, she couldn't read it either. Well, again, it is being flown, paid for by the Trump campaign. And if you see it, I'll read it for you. Socialism destroys Ohio jobs. Vote Trump. And text USA to 88022. I have no idea who the strategist was behind this, but I think it would have been better off if it would just say vote Trump. At least you could read it. So anyway, the debate begins tonight on the campus of Otterbein University, and you know that probably a majority of the discussion is going to be, we hate Trump, we got to impeach Trump, and with 12 people on the stage? Now, if you watch the debate, look carefully at who gets the most airtime and who gets the softball questions. Oh, I can tell you who it's going to be. You watch, and you'll discover who the networks support. It'll be very clear. You watch.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I receive on average, one to four books almost every day. Authors, publishing companies that want me to do author interviews. You should see my desk. It is stacked up. Honestly, I can't even see over the books. And I clean it off on a regular basis. And if you listen to the program, obviously I don't interview most of those authors. It's not that they're not good books. Many of them are. But I just don't feel compelled to share the content with you, our listeners. I try to value our time, your time. I know that you could be listening to dozens of other radio programs, and so I try to make sure that the authors I interview have important things to discuss. Well, today is one of those days. Top of the hour, I have Dr. David Young, pastor of a church down in Tennessee. He has written a new book called A Grand Illusion: How Progressive Christianity Undermines Biblical Faith. Folks, there's nothing more important for you and I to discuss than the rise of the so-called progressive Christianity, particularly in the evangelical movement. So Dr. David Young will be my guest at the top of the hour. I believe it is a must-hear interview. So whatever you need to do, rearrange your schedules so that you can join us at 4 o'clock. Tragic thing happened over in Dayton, Ohio, a few days ago. Let's see. It was last Wednesday night at a Dollar General store in the evening, about 6:20 p.m. Dollar General in the Dayton, Ohio area. An armed robber walks into Dollar General, pulls out a gun, and he points it at one of the clerks, one of the store clerks, and demands money. So are you with me? Not only does he have a gun, he brandishes the gun. He threatens the clerk at Dollar General with a gun. All right? The clerk had a concealed carry permit. In other words, he had a gun of his own. Well, in self-defense, the clerk pulls out his gun and shoots the armed robber. Now, this is tragic. Sadly, the armed robber turns and tries to run out of the store. He collapses just outside the front doors, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. That's sad. That's tragic. But what turns this story really strange and bizarre and reveals what so much of our culture believes, the family of the robber. And by the way, police now believe that he was involved in several other armed robberies. They're investigating that, and they believe this young man was involved in several other armed robberies. The family of the robber called a press conference, and they are furious because the clerk had a gun and shot their brother. They're furious. Here's the story. A robbery suspect in Dayton, Ohio, was shot and killed by a Dollar General store clerk in self-defense. Police say the suspect entered the store around 6:20 p.m., pointed a gun at the worker, and demanded money. The clerk pulled out a gun and shot the suspect in self-defense. He tried to run out of the store, collapsed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The family of the suspect is outraged because the clerk had a gun. Now, Dayton police made it very clear the employee was not violating law. He was allowed to be in possession of a weapon. But the family is outraged that they're not that their brother had a gun, and they said, well, yeah, he wasn't right. He shouldn't have done it. But the store clerk had no right to have a gun. The brother of the suspect said, I know my brother was wrong, but he, the clerk, shouldn't have had a gun. Really? So the clerk should have just allowed this armed robber to rob him, not knowing whether he would be shot himself. And the video is very disturbing because I know the male in the video is a brother of the suspect. The female, I assuming, is a sister. And they are just outraged. They are furious. They are screaming. Why was my brother shot? He shouldn't have been shot. Yeah, he was wrong to have a gun. He shouldn't have been robbing the place. But that guy had no right to shoot him. Really? What an illustration of how upside down our values have become. Hey, when we come back, author interview that you do not want to miss.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.